as we will receive our divine pleasure. Now, divine pleasure means we're not seeking pleasure in the outer realm. That comes second. What comes first, what comes primary is that we open up to our divine pleasure of reckoning. In other words, we're allowing ourselves to receive our gifting. We're allowing ourselves to receive our true understanding and purpose of communion, because we're communing with our divine self. So as we will receive these offerings, as we will receive these full engagements of delight, it's like they're showing me that card of new beginning, because new beginning occurs in a nanosecond, occurs in a split relevant. So in other words, you're following your old trespasses, you're following your old linear story. So it's like, it seems like it's continuous. We all understand this, but it really isn't. So what we're doing is we're awakening consciousness bit by bit. So as we open up to our fertile ground, as we open up to our divine readiness, we open up to new sequencing. And I got the energy just flowing through me now. We open up to new sequencing. So that is why we have to come first is another way of saying is when they always like think frequency, you know, your best feeling thought. That's the premise of all these teachings, is we're allowing ourselves to wake up from our slumber. Our slumber is 3D. Our slumber is lack. Our slumber is someone else has the power outside of us, and we somehow have to manipulate the environment. I knew you were coming. We somehow have to manipulate the environment in order to bring it forth. Now, we're not trying to manipulate anything. What we're doing is attending to our own grace. We're attending to our own privilege. We're attending to our own understanding of self. So when I said understanding, they actually said elasticity, and I did not repeat it. Now, the reason they said that, they're basically saying, follow along while they're laughing at me. Elasticity. So think about having a skirt or something that has elastic, and or a gown or robe if you happen to be a male. But the idea is stretching. We love elasticity after Thanksgiving meal because it stretches and allows for a continuous comfort. So the elasticity permits us to expand. Now, we can expand in a flash with our consent. So our consent is our divine right and privilege. So we want to remember we're dropping the old storyline. So when I said our consent download, what we're obligated to is our new tomorrow. So let's talk about this, because our consent means the old storyline where he did wrong, he should be punished. If only they understood how much they hurt me. If what's going to happen if someone finds out what I did, that's the past. Now we have opportunity to break ties with that past engagement. So the past engagement is subject, object, cause and effect, and that continual suffering. Who's going to suffer? It's like hot potato. Am I guilty or are you guilty? Maybe she's guilty today. And it just goes round and round and round. So it's almost like watching, they're saying, it's almost like watching a movie where someone's like, do you want to go out for pizza? Well, I want to finish the movie. I want to see how it ends. This is our attachment to yesterday. This is our attachment to the linear focus. Now, we all pretend that we don't have it, but it's important to recognize it, because what stays unconscious, what hasn't been observed, what hasn't been united with, has power over us, where we think we have freedom, and we do, but we have to recognize the pulls and the constraints. So just think about watching a movie. It's like, I want to see what happens. That attachment to the old storyline holds us back, keeps us from our victory. So remember, we receive that download. Remember, we receive that new offering. So it's like Jeshua, drop and come follow me. It's not like physicality where we have to drop our linear circumstances and now just follow Yogananda into the sunlight, though we can. But what we're doing is following him into the sunlight energetically. So we don't have to give up our bank account. It's not about giving up the physicality. It's about giving up the focus to past endurance. So there's going to be different timelines. And there's a timeline where justice, I command justice. I'm going to spend my time in court claiming justice. And so there's a timeline that's going to be very invested in crime and punishment. There's an opening engagement. Now, when I say opening engagement, I've got crystals. And these crystals are just charging our they're just charging our remembrance. Let me explain. When I said aura, I was kind of searching for a word. It's permitting our multidimensional stance, where we're receiving our truth outside of our limited focus. So our limited focus is this particular timeline. I'm on Earth. This is my name. This is my address. When we permit ourselves our eternal youth, this means we're receiving our true nature outside of this limited atmosphere. So this one particular time and place. There's less focus, there's less relevance, there's less need to hold on to yesteryear, hold on to yesterday, because we're the ones bringing forth the new arrival. We are the ones bringing forth the new arrival. So we can't open the door to the new tomorrow and hold on to second class, to yesterday's past with gripped hands. So we're learning how to promote. We're learning how to self-promote. We're learning how to realize, as I open up my good for all. So here's how this works, of course, is to offer the blessings, to offer the higher teachings, to offer the higher symphony for all to climb on board. We must possess it in full charge. So what we're learning to do is release, they're saying the clamor. So this is punitive damages. Now, anytime you're holding punitive damages for another, we're holding it for ourselves. We're holding it for ourselves. We're claiming it for another. And so this is like the wheel that just goes round and round. So what we're doing is learning how to choose the light, to be one with light. So back to following Yogananda into the sunlight, that offering is constant. Now that will bring us, he says, you better come full circle for them to understand this. That will bring us into union with whatever our higher self has predetermined. Those that don't like predestiny, sorry, predetermined is for our conquest. So in other words, we are all ministers of light. We're all ministers of faith. And we have a pronouncement. We have an offering. We have a song to sing. We each have a way to expose humanity to a new forecast. So whatever is due us, all of us are being sponsored, all of us are being protected, all of us are being watched over by beings of light. So whatever is for our symphony, whatever belongs in our breadbasket that brings us into union, communion with our higher station, we're doing this again to make all things possible. Yogananda's like, you better finish. So in English, it's taking care of our personal affairs. He's like, finally. So in other words, it's not one or the other. It's not, let me finish my linear chores so I can do my spiritual practice. Let me do my spiritual practice, now I can go to my linear life. There's no separation. As we will allow, as we will afford. So remember, everything that is due us serves that which is our prompting. I feel like I should be starting this. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing that. Whatever is supporting us, they're showing me the lover's card. So the lover is not just romantic love. It's being love incarnate. So whatever we need, whatever we're going to need capital, we're going to need housing, we're going to need the right influence, we're going to need someone to market us because we don't have the golden pennies, whatever it is, it's already in our fourth dimensional basket that we are retrieving. And we do so as we open way. So open the way means we're shifting our reality. We're shifting our perspective. We're shifting what we attend to. If we attend to an old timeline, well, that is what is going to appear. And so what appears with it are all the problems, all the nuisances. What do I do with that? What do I do with that? So what we're learning to do is enjoy springtime. What we're learning to do is enjoy our relevant harvest. So there's a harvesting, there's an energy, there's a vibrational sequencing, your codes that are being activated as we offer ourselves for our acquittal. So our acquittal means no one needs to stay in prison. Our acquittal means what I recognize for myself. I am joining hands. I am joining in symphony with my higher heart, with all my brethren. With all my brethren. This means parents, ex-spouses. This means everybody, all my brethren. Person that took my job. All my brethren, because as I receive with delight, as I receive in totality, I awaken to a brave new world, a brave new reality. Now, this is why we traveled into this timeline. This is why we went backwards in time and said, here's where I want my next incarnation to be, because here is where I can bring forth the Great Awakening. So this is where we want to start becoming loose in terms of our relevance, in terms of our focus, in terms of our remembrance of our holy commitment. As we commit to the light, as we commit to our orchestration, oh gosh, when I said orchestration, it was like downloading and downloading. It's all here. It's all here. Just think of a bread basket, an Easter basket, whatever is relevant. Someone's like, can I have a trunk? You can have a trunk. A trunk's bigger. I can hold more. Have a trunk. Have a sleigh. Whatever delights you. So again, we're opening up our riches with delight. We're using our imagination. They want me to talk about this. So in other words, it's like, how do I envision a light code? I don't understand. Use what brings you joy, what brings you relevance. We're creating in each moment. Are we creating out of lack? Or are we creating out of joy? We're each learning how to permit our, like there's a lasso that's kept us tight, wound tightly. So pay attention, do it the way the teacher's saying it. And so we drop those creative impulses. What we're doing is uniting within our sacred heart and opening up to our creativity and abundance. Each of us has wonderful creativity impulses, allowances. So when you see peacocks come and bring you joy, bring you riches, trust is the reason you're seeing the peacocks. Trust how spirit communicates, how your higher awareness brings forth your endowment. Because you're activating consciousness, you're aligning with other timelines, other lifetimes, as we would call it. And so for you, that peacock is a memory. It's an alignment. It's an attunement. So it's very, they're saying, consequential that we permit that glorious relevance. So as we receive this in our totality, we claim for one and all. Now, this isn't others yet. This is one and all in terms of our treasure chest. This is where we need support. This is where we're carrying false claims, resentment, whatever. So future, present, past, one and all. One and all. And just imagine this golden light seeping in everywhere, every nook and cranny, every false tale, every fear, every concern, every opportunity. So these opportunities are coming closer and closer. We're drawing them to us through our own consent, through our own provisioning. So someone's like, well, how do I step up that provisioning? By remembering who you are, by remembering who's hosting you, by allowing yourself to graduate, by permitting this fluidity, this flexibility in terms of your new establishment. Well, I have resentments. I don't know how to get rid of them. That's okay. It has to do with the desire to no longer be entrapped by the false premising, subject, object. Well, someone's got to pay for this. That's the ego. So we're stepping out into new declaration. We're stepping out into new vibrational sequencing. Now comes everybody. And we welcome all to join. So if I figured out the answer key, everyone's welcome. What we share multiplies. What you give out comes back to you tenfold. So if you're still hung up in individuated consciousness, take it. Take it. Because as you do, you will dream in delight. You will understand. You will drop that old belief and increase your sensitivity. So take yourself wherever you find yourself and understand the divine perfection. The divine perfection. Everything's moving to your delight. So let us receive. They're asking us to take that big Mother Mary may take a giant step forth and receive in fullest allowance. So whatever we receive the first time, we're imagining an expansion and we're receiving double fold, triple fold, whatever feels right to you. We're receiving behind us, we're receiving in our past, we're receiving in front of us, we're receiving in all 10 directions, out into the multiverse, receiving our Merkaba, and seeing the light, feeling the relevance, our truth. In all ways. Let us receive. Whew. That's all I want to say.